On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Fabulous producer Rob Center is here. We always appreciate his help and his hard work. In the studio with us now, Catherine Long is back and Aaron Dunleavy is here. They're registered dietitians from Wise Markets and healthy living coordinators they are. And this is one of the first shows I think we've done in a while that doesn't have the Healthy Bites magazine front and center. I have to look up the kids section and get that ready.
That's right. Good
so
morning.
We don't even have one handy. Today. Oh, you brought one.
I brought
Thank
one for you.
You
Don't
brought one
worry.
Back. Well, this is good.
It's
the May-June
issue, so we really talked about it a lot last month.
This is with that good beef in the salad. That is good stuff. Okay, well, fabulous. Well, welcome back. Catherine, thank you.
Good morning.
And thank you, Aaron. Thanks for coming back.
Good morning.
Appreciate that. You're, what, banished to Enola, right? Isn't that really sent
No, I'm back now.
Oh, okay,
I'm
good.
I'm back in the area.
Oh, all right, fabulous. All right. Well, which store will I find you then?
Danville, Sealands Grove, and Lewisburg. So I'm bouncing around those three stores.
Okay, you're circulating. Okay,
yes.
Well, good. Well, that's important to all those shoppers. They'll have a chance to meet you. Schedule's posted at the stores if you want to know what she'll be presenting. Did you bring those little cards by chance? But you certainly know your schedule,
yes,
right?
Right?
Okay,
yep.
Fabulous. All right, well, we'll get to that. Well, we are going to talk about men's health. This is Men's Health Month.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. So every June is recognized as Men's Health Month, and it's really a time to just heighten awareness about preventable health problems, encourage early detection and getting to that doctor's appointment. So there are some statistics I want to share, and we really think they're quite alarming. And we're not saying this to scare people, but we want to, you know, make them aware, and maybe this is the motivation for them to make that doctor's appointment if they haven't gone to the doctor in a while. So we do know that on average, men have shorter lifespans than women. So in 1920, women lived on average 1 year longer than men, but now women live almost 5 years longer than men. So the men are dying earlier. So the top causes of death for men, number one, heart disease, then cancer, and then accidents is actually number three. So one in two men are diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime compared to one in three women. And of the top causes of death, men are more likely to die from those than women. One of the big reasons for this is that women are more likely to visit the doctor regularly. So men make half as many doctor's visits for prevention than women. And so that's why it's really important to get that annual physical, see what's going on, know your numbers, because if you do have a health issue coming up, the earlier you can spot it and start to manage it and treat it, the better your outcomes are going to be later, versus if you, like Aaron was saying, we were talking beforehand, you know, if you wait till you have symptoms, you know, sometimes it's already, the disease has progressed and it might be harder to treat and harder to get back to your perfect health status.
All right. So men like to ignore this sound advice to go to the doctor.
Right. And I think too that you know your body the best. So mm-hmm. if you feel off or you don't feel right, it's important to get that checked right away, because too often we hear fatal things happen and them saying, oh, the last thing we heard was, oh, we just felt off. They didn't feel right.
Exactly.
So it's really important to, we can't stress enough, to get to the doctor. And again, like Catherine said, know your numbers. And if your numbers are out of the recommendations, us as dietitians can help in the sense of getting your diet back on track.
And numbers, blood pressure, I always think of?
I would say blood pressure, cholesterol levels, blood glucose mm-hmm. levels, and then waist circumference is a good one, too, mm-hmm. to go by. So if you're a little bit overweight, just trying to get the weight down, and just knowing all of those numbers can have a big impact.
Well, what's the big killer for men, then? You mentioned, heart disease.
Right. So heart disease and cancer are the top causes of death in
and
men.
And they're preventable?
They not all of them, mm-hmm. but a lot of times you can prevent them through a healthy diet and an active lifestyle. So really, we have three overarching overarching tips. So it would be eat healthy, get moving, and make prevention a priority by going to the doctors.
All right. Well, I smoke a pack and a half
you
a day.
You do not.
But let's suppose, you know, I know guys who smoke a pack and a half a day, and they feel great. Mm-hmm. They eat absolutely positively whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And they are physically active, so they kind of get around, and they love to drink, you know, drink too much.
Right. Well, regularly. And that's, you know, the thing about our bodies and our health is that it takes years sometimes for the consequences to show up. So mm-hmm. even though we might feel really good right now, how are you going to feel in 10 or 20 years? You know, when I'm in my 80s, I hope to be still kicking and being really active and being able to travel and, you know, kind of do whatever you want. I don't want to be limited by my body or by my health. So it's hard to think of the future, mm-hmm. but you just kind of have to think, you know, what is my end game? Or if I have a family and if I have kids, you know, I want to see my kids grow up and, you know, that kind of thing. Or just if you want to travel when you're older, you know, trying to think of the long term.
Right. A lot of people live in the moment. They don't want to hear that, but it's true.
Which I want to live in the moment, too.
Right.
So there's got to be a balance.
You have to think ahead, and you want to do whatever you can to feel well now and later. 10, 20 years, whatever it is. So just trying to, and we're not saying, oh, go completely vegan or be vegetarian or anything like that. It's just making small changes towards a healthier lifestyle. You don't have to do it all at once. You don't have to do everything we even recommend. It's just trying to make a little bit of small changes towards a healthier lifestyle that can make you feel better overall.
Right. So pick one thing, you know, that we mentioned that might work for you. So, we always talk about fruits and vegetables. So if you're not eating any fruits and vegetables, eat a banana with lunch. You know, start with just one thing and see how that goes. Just, you know, see where you are now and what little things you can do to make a change.
Let's go back to your 80s. It's 50 years to prepare for this that you're worried about.
I do.
So you still have a little bit of time, right?
I have a little time, but okay. I'm working on it now.
All right. Well, okay, so the idea may be smoke. Okay, I'm smoking a pack and a half of cigarettes, so maybe just a few cigarettes a day? I mean, is that literally
about? Yes. In a nutshell, I mean, we want you to hopefully one day get down to no smoking, but that sometimes works best if we cut it down a little bit, you know. If you smoke a pack and a half a day, just cut it down to a pack. Then the next week, try, okay, a little bit less and less and less, and just see if that can help you overall.
Yeah. And my good friend, my binge drinking while I'm playing poker with friends at the cabin, I guess this fella's really out of control.
I mean, really, the recommendation for men is no more than two drinks per day. I know sometimes that, you know, you go over that, which is okay. I would say try not to make that an everyday thing or even a frequent thing, you know, once in a while, okay. But you really also want to make sure that you're getting enough water and drinking water too, staying hydrated, because being hydrated can really help to make you feel well overall and just make sure everything is running properly.
Yeah.
And what if your spouse isn't minding me, you know, she doesn't care if I smoke or drink or all of these things, or she's smoking and drinking too? What if you don't have that mentor? Is that sort of where this doctor comes in?
Right. Yeah, definitely visiting the doctor. I think even with exercise, we always say kind of find a buddy that will exercise with you and keep you accountable. It's the same thing with, I mean, your whole lifestyle or your diet. I'm trying to think of the words I'm looking for, like your habits kind of match the habits of the people you're around the most. You know, so if I'm around somebody who's drinking a lot, I might drink more. So having a community around you that has the same goals in mind is very helpful. So let's say, you know, maybe you talk to your spouse or your friend and be like, you know, let's try to make a change. Like maybe
let's do this together.
Yeah, maybe we can go for a walk, you know, for 20 minutes a day now that it's nice out. It does really help to find somebody else to do things with, because then they're kind of in it with you.
Yep. One of our listeners sends a text, says, what about prostate health? I see a lot of supplements out there for prostate, and now we're hearing CBD might be especially good for men.
Yeah.
So first, prostate health.
Right. So that's where it comes into getting that annual checkup with your doctor. They're going to be able to check that out for you. As far as supplements and CBD, I mean, really, we don't recommend supplements right off the bat. We would always say to get all of your nutrients, you know, through your diet, which is totally possible. If you have some sort of nutrient deficiency that was identified, you know, maybe a supplement would be warranted then. Always talk to your doctor first or a dietitian who can really get your whole health history and seeing what you're eating every day to see if a supplement would be possible. Sometimes supplements do more harm than good too, so you have to make sure you're getting the right dose if you do decide to take a supplement. When it comes to CBD, this is kind of a new thing. There's not a lot of long-term research, and there are, I was actually just reading an article about this yesterday, so this is good timing. The labels on them sometimes aren't correct. There's, you know, if it says the CBD, how much is in there? Sometimes it's less, sometimes it's a lot more. I'm not sure how it's regulated, but we're not, they make a lot of promises, which I think are a little far-fetched for what it is. So I wouldn't recommend that. It's kind of along with the supplement thing. I don't think we need it.
Well, anything that's sold almost exclusively at your local Sunoco store is probably something you just want to question. That's
right.
All. But not necessarily reject. It's just
right.
Worth questioning.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, June is Men's Health Month, and so I think we devoted our whole first segment to this, but when we come back at 7:40, we're going to talk about, I guess we can wrap up a few more conversation about this, summer road trip, how to stick with your healthy routine on the road, and just some general sun safety tips. I think men probably like to get a good sunburn from time to time. I saw some men up at the NASCAR race over the weekend. They just enjoyed getting a little too red, so and they were on TV. I wasn't there, but they seemed to enjoy that. So we'll talk about that. Registered dietitians, Wise Markets, Healthy Living Coordinators, Aaron Dunleavy and Catherine Long are back, and we will be back with them at 7:40.
This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mr. Rob Setter, fabulous producer, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. So we thank him. And Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom monitoring traffic. He says all the usual delays at all the usual spots. Plus, we have a pop-up project. It is on southbound routes 11 and 15 in Shamokin Dam. There's some slowing as folks get off the Veterans Memorial Bridge and you proceed north on 11 and 15 there. In the studio with us now, Catherine Long and Aaron Dunleavy are here, registered dietitians and healthy living coordinators with Wise Markets. We're talking about June, which is Men's Health Month. So we're talking about health topics. They already told me that heart disease, cancer, and accidents are the leading cause of death for men, and we don't go to the hospital.
Don't go to the doctor regularly.
So as I said, what else?
Yeah, so the statistics are very alarming when it comes to men's health. We know that men, on average, have shorter lifespans than women, and that men die at higher rates from the majority of the top 10 causes of death. And that men are half as likely to go to the doctor for a preventative visit. So that's our main takeaway. If you have not been to the doctor within the last year, make an appointment, get checked out. The earlier you can find, you know, if something is going awry, the earlier you can find that, the better your outcomes are going to be.
And you talked about numbers in our first segment. What are the numbers you want to walk away with?
Yes, know your numbers. Your blood pressure, blood glucose, cholesterol, and waist circumference would probably be my top numbers to know.
All right, so get to know them and, of course, try to reduce them if they're sort of out of the ideal range.
Yes, correct.
Okay, half hour of exercise a day.
Most days a week.
How do I get healthier? This is, you always do the same shtick for every conversation.
Right, and it doesn't have to be an overhaul overnight. Just start making small changes. So the weather's getting nicer out. Can you even go for a 10-minute walk? Just something small. Add a piece of fruit to lunch. Have a little side salad with dinner. If you regularly eat white bread, switch to whole wheat bread. So just little changes one by one, and that'll add up over the long run. Because unfortunately, you know, the decisions we make now about what we eat in our lifestyle may not feel mm-hmm. the impact today or even tomorrow or next month, but we're going to feel it years down the road.
Yeah, they're really shaping your way of how you're going to feel down the road. So try, I know we mentioned in the last segment, we like to live in the moment, which is great, but we also want to think about the future a little bit here too.
Right. So when I'm retired in mm-hmm. 35 years or however long that is away, you know, I want to be able to still live an active lifestyle and go out and do things and not be limited by my health.
So the ill health effects from smoking at all or smoking too much or drinking too mm-hmm. much, they accumulate over years, and even though you may feel good now, later that may catch up.
Right. I mean, really, your body can only sustain so much. And if you keep doing these negative habits every day, over time, so much, then it's going to take a toll on your body eventually. So try to cut back on if you do any of those negative habits, cut back a little bit at a time really adds up to
a
big difference.
Lately, I've seen commercials on TV about smoking, like the mm-hmm. effects of smoking down the road, and they have people on there that have some kind of health consequence because of smoking, and mm-hmm. you know, they say, you know, my tip if you want to reach for a cigarette is, you know, think about my children or something like that.
So what should I eat?
Fruits and vegetables.
I would say the biggest nutrient I think that's important in regards to men's health or just general health is fiber.
Yes.
Because 9 out of 10 Americans do not consume enough fiber. And fiber is a nutrient that's found in a lot of plant-based mm-hmm. type of foods. So like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, beans. Those types of foods are going to give you fiber. For men, the recommendation is 38 grams of fiber per day. So you really want to try to hit that mark. And like I said, 9 out of 10, the majority are not getting enough fiber each day. And fiber is the nutrient that plays an important role in heart health, digestive health, diabetes management, weight management. So it really helps to improve these types of conditions.
Mm-hmm. So fruits, veggies, fiber.
Whole grains, so brown rice, quinoa, whole wheat bread. Aaron mentioned beans are a really mm-hmm. good source of fiber. So if you're making chili or something, you know, do half meat, half beans, or add them to your tacos. You know, there's a lot of ways that you can sneak things in there.
Tons of bacon and eggs isn't really ideal, right?
In moderation, that's right.
So
and eggs, you know, eggs have gotten a bad reputation, but they really shouldn't.
Got a bad reputation?
Eggs, okay. Yeah, so there is a lot of cholesterol in the yolks, but when it comes to cholesterol, saturated fat is more so from red mm-hmm. meat, full fat dairy products is cheese. That's where you're getting more saturated fat. So that really affects your blood cholesterol. We don't want to go overboard on eggs, you know, maybe 1 to 2 a day. Mm-hmm. If you have diabetes, it's maybe a little less. But there's a lot of great nutrients in egg yolks.
All right, so maybe lose a few pounds, too. We talked about that. Get rid of this tank that I carry around and make sure that I have storage there, so maybe that would be okay. All right, so that is Men's Health Month. We talked a little bit more about that earlier in our segment, and we have a couple of quick things we want to talk about. We have about 3 minutes left. Summer road trips, when you're going to the beach or wherever you're going, healthy eating routine can be difficult.
Right, so, you know, when you're on the road, sometimes you're just it's hard. It might be mm-hmm. hard to eat healthy, so that's why you need to plan ahead and pack some healthy meals and snacks to take with you, so you aren't kind of grabbing something from the convenience store or the gas station. So the first thing to do is to pack a cooler. Have an insulated cooler. You can even freeze water bottles. Use that as an ice pack, and then kind of as you go throughout the day, it'll thaw out. But you know, pack the healthy foods that you would normally eat at home. So make some sandwiches, granola bars, string cheese, yogurt, easily, you know, fresh fruit that you could easily eat, like a banana or an apple or an orange or something like that. So plan ahead, keep the cold foods in the cooler, and eat every, you know, maybe 2 to 3 hours to keep your energy up, to prevent yourself from getting too tired. Aaron mentioned in the earlier segment, water. So mm-hmm. staying hydrated is really important to keep your energy up. And then definitely plan a break every 1 to 2 hours to get out and stretch and get some fresh air.
Right, my lovely bride always packs a meal for our first
right.
meal
yes.
on the road.
Exactly.
Trip. So we don't have to go to McDonald's like 5 hours from here.
Right.
That meal's taken care of. And then beyond that, you know, you're
right.
trying to rely
right.
on
and
your
And you
other
can't
stuff.
Pack every meal when you go away.
Sure.
But that's a great idea is to at least pack, you know, pack the lunch for
don't
when you're going to be on the road.
Her.
Oh, boy.
You're going to kill the shore for me if we do that. But anyway. All right. So those are sound advice for going on the road and sun safety tips. We have to talk a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, so we just wanted to leave with some quick sun safety tips. I mean, it's summertime, it's in full swing, and with that comes a lot of sunshine, sunny days. So between the hours of 10 to 11 to about 3 p.m. are the days where the UV rays are at their peak. So if you are out in the sun during these times, you want to make sure that you are wearing a sunscreen and you want to reapply. If you're going into water, reapply every 2 hours or so just to make sure that you are staying covered and protected. And you want to use a sunscreen with at least SPF of 30. This is going to give you the most protection, so 30 and above. Also wearing a hat while you're mm-hmm. outside. If you have little ones, make sure that they are covered too with long sleeve water shirts and just making sure you stay in shade if you get too hot. And then make sure you're drinking plenty of water as well.
All right, stay hydrated. So sound advice. The new Healthy Bites magazine is on newsstands. Folks can find that there. Wisemarkets.org.
.com.
Great place. Yeah, you're not a nonprofit group. Thank heaven. That works out nicely for you guys. Anything else to add? Anything
yeah,
else to add?
If you have any questions, you can email us at wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com, or we have our, the Wise Dietitians have our own Facebook group. So if you go to the Wise Markets Facebook page, look under groups and you will find our Wise Healthy Bites Facebook group.
All right,
you can
fabulous.
Contact us that way.
Catherine Long and Aaron Dunleavy. Aaron, thank you so much for coming back. We
thank
appreciate
you.
That. I'm glad you're back in this region. And we can see you at Danville, Lewisburg, Sealands Grove.
Yes. Yep. Those three locations. Come and check me out.
All right. And there are little cards in the stores that have her schedule with the different mm-hmm. all kinds of safety food and appearances and cooking opportunities and great sampling can happen at the Wise Markets with Aaron Dunleavy. Catherine Long also here today.